I want you fully naked. For the duration of this audio, you belong to me. You do as I say, and your only purpose is to please me. I will condition you to love me as your mistress, your goddess, your domina. You are here because you want to serve me. In order to be of service to me, you need to be an obedient slave. I enjoy playing with your mind and making you vulnerable to me. So I want you to be naked and exposed while I train you. For this file, you need two pegs or clamps. They don't have to squeeze too tightly. When you first put them on, they should not be painful yet. Otherwise, this is going to be really hard. You should be able to pull them off of your skin without it harming you. Pause the audio if you need to and test your pegs/clamps to get yourself comfortable and naked, and then carry on listening. As a submissive, you want to impress me. You want to prove your worth to me because you desperately want me to fuck you. You crave my attention. To condition you, I'm going to give you a few tasks where you play with, tease, and torment your nipples. Every time you follow my orders, you are being conditioned to obey me. The conditioning is especially effective when the tasks that I give you are hard. Why, you wonder? Firstly, because the fact that you are trying so hard to please me reveals and reinforces in your mind how obsessed you are with being good for me. Your obsession makes my praise and attention all the more rewarding and pleasurable. Secondly, because every time I reward you, giving you attention by moaning or calling you a good boy, you experience pleasure. You become addicted to me and the pleasure that I can give you. And this just makes you ever more obsessed with submitting to me, belonging to me. It's a vicious spiral where you slip down into becoming a mindless slave.
My mindless slave.
Completely obsessed
and devoted to being of service.
Now lie back and allow yourself to become comfortable. And as you close your eyes, focus all of your attention on my voice now. Closing your eyes will help to enhance your other senses, which, given what we're going to be doing, well, I don't need to explain that, do I? So, before we get all hot and sweaty, we need to drop you down into trance so you can open your mind up for me. And breathe in deeply through your nose now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. Breathe it all out through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as you breathe in, you can silently say the word, relax to yourself.
Relax.
Breathe in deeply through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. And breathe it all out through your mouth.
Relax.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Relax.
And if you need to, only breathe in shorter amounts.
Relax. 3.
Breathe out in
4.
Smaller.
5.
Quantity.
Relax.
That's okay.
1. Relax.
Find
2.
A rhythm that is comfortable.
Relax.
And deep.
4.
Good.
2.
Keep breathing like this
3.
As I guide you down.
4. 5.
Focus on my voice while I help you relax into a state
4.
Of trance.
3.
As your mind becomes
4.
Still and blank,
5.
You are becoming more
1.
And more relaxed.
2. Relax.
I know that guiding you down
4.
Into trance will open up
5.
Your mind to my control. Which means you will be under my power for this time. You like to be under my power. So that's okay. And do you even like it when I rub in your face just how powerless and obedient you are? But before I put clamps on your nipples, right now, realize that there is nowhere else that you want to be, and nothing else that you want to be doing, except lying here, listening to me, guiding you to drop deeper. As you continue to listen, I want you to notice if there are any colors on your eyelids. Notice shapes and colors on your closed eyes. Allow your mind to focus on them. Focus on the colors in the middle of your field of vision, even if those colors are just black. The background is dark and your focus is drawn to the center. Imagine those shapes starting to twist. Everything in your vision just spiraling around and around. As they spin, your body is relaxed, but your mind is focused on these slowly spiraling shapes in your mind's eye. As my lips suck your mind out through the spiral, bringing all of your attention and focus on my voice. During this audio, I don't want you to focus on anything else other than my voice. They aren't important, any distractions that might try and take you from me. Just focus on my voice. It's very easy for you. And any sensations that I may cause you to feel, I want you to ignore and bring back your attention to my lips, my voice. As you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, as the spiraling continues, imagine you are floating. Feel a sensation of lightness, floating and drifting. As the spirals are moving, you start rotating. The spirals spin you. They're spiraling. Turning, drifting, floating, spinning. The spiral starts to fade. You stop spinning. You hardly notice how your mind has gone still.
You are going to drop deeper now.
When I say drop, your mind will sink and become completely still and peaceful.
When I say drop, the only thing you will be aware of will be my voice.
So as you float, imagine all space as you focus all of your attention on my voice.
Every time I say drop, your mind becomes still.
When I say drop, the only thing that you will notice will be my voice.
And drop, a sudden shock, as my voice is the only thing that matters right now. As you drop, and my voice is the only thing that exists now. All that you hear is my voice.
You go deeper as you drop.
Hey, slave. What are you doing on the floor in front of my bed? I know my rug is comfortable and the warm fire from the fireplace to your left is soothing, But you're not supposed to be in here. I didn't call for you, did I? Oh, you couldn't sleep and you wanted to be closer to me? Mm, how cute.
You can carry on breathing. Just because I'm stroking across your chest with my foot doesn't mean you need to clench up like that.
By the way, what happened to your pajamas?
Nothing.
Why aren't you wearing any then?
No, I don't mind. I've seen you naked before. What bothers me, however, is your lapse in obedience. I think we need to do some training.
Yes. Right now.
Your helpless, naked body got me in the mood.
Plus, I like the fact that I'm perched almost directly above you, to your right. Now to do what I have in mind with you, we need to get your nipples nice and warmed up. So place your index fingers right below your chest, just touching.
See, I'll even do it with my nipples, just to show you.
Don't focus on my tits, focus on what I tell you.
Slowly tease your fingers back and forth. Still staying below your chest. Inwards and outwards. Inwards and outwards. Good boy. Carry on. When I tell you to, I want you to start lightly tracing around your nipples with your index finger. Keep your fingers as far away as possible from your nipples, but I want your fingers to stay on your chest. Start when I tell you to. Okay, sweetie, you can start circling. Slowly make the circles tighter, so that your fingers start spiraling towards your nipples. You are not allowed to touch your nipples, though. Your fingers should be trailing around your nipples, almost touching. And now start spiraling away from your nipples again. I'm going to tell you to breathe in, and as you breathe in, I want your fingers to slowly spiral to your nipples. When I tell you to hold it, I'll have you circle your nipples with your fingers. You, again, are not allowed to touch your nipples. When I tell you to breathe out, I want you to exhale gently and your fingers to slowly spiral away from your nipples. You will keep doing this until I give you permission to touch your nipples.
Now then, breathe in.
Breathe in. Do you like
hold
pain, slave?
Breathe out.
Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
What about
every time you hold your breath, I'll decide if I want you to touch you now.
Breathe out.
Breathe in. When I tell you to touch your nipples, you're only allowed to stroke them lightly with your fingers.
Breathe out.
Breathe in. I want to kiss and bite those nipples.
Breathe out.
Breathe in.
Sleeve, touch those nipples.
Breathe out.
Now, you can breathe freely and deeply, and rub your nipples between your thumbs and forefingers.
Just like this.
Now squeeze them hard, and keep playing with them. When I tell you to, I want you to pinch and pull your nipples until I tell you to release them.
It needs to hurt slightly.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pinch your nipples. Hold them like that. Pull them a little harder. And keep pulling.
Give them little tugs like you're easing into a deep stretch. And now release.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Pinch and pull your nipples. Hold them like that.
Pull them a little harder away from you. And keep pulling.
And give them little tugs like you're easing into a deep stretch.
Does it hurt?
And now release. Give them one last squeeze, and I think that'll do. Good boy. Now, there's a pair of clamps next to you. Pick one of them up and put it on your left nipple. You can open your eyes to do this if you need to, but then they need to go right shut again as you drop even deeper for me. Settle down again and try to pretend that it isn't there. Keep playing with your right nipple and focus on my voice. Focus on my foot, stroking in your hair, along your scalp. Your hair feels so soft between my toes. Do you want me to give you a head massage? Do you like my toes in your ears? No. Only speak when I command you to speak. Right now, I don't care what your answers might be. All I want to hear are little whimpers, if anything. You can take the clamp off now. Good boy. Now, I want you to put the clamp on your other nipple. That's it. Good slave. I kind of liked slapping your face with my foot. And based on how things are looking down there, I think you did too. Let's try that again. Hey, I didn't tell you to move. Bad boy. Shh. It's okay. Shh. Good boy. You can take the clamp off and place it next to you for now. You know, I think I want to fractionate you. Yeah, let's melt that little mind of yours. All right, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. At 5, you will be fully awake again. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Wake up. I think I'll join you down there. Move over, slave, so that I've got space to lean against the bed. I'll just pull your hair gently to lift your head up. I want your head in my lap on my thighs. There we go. Your right ear is pressed up against my belly button. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop. Sleep. Relax into my lap. I've got you. You're safe.
And once again, breathe in deeply through your nose now. And hold that. and breathe it all out through your mouth. Start tweaking your nipples softly. Start massaging them. Roll them between your forefinger and thumb and get them nice and ready. Now, I'm going to start counting down from 10. I want you to pick up both clamps this time, and when I get to 1, I want you to put a clamp on each nipple. Are you ready, slave? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put both clamps on your nipples right now. Relax, slut. Ignore your nipples. They aren't important. Only my voice is important. This is your chance to prove to me how obedient you are. You are trying to impress me because you are desperate for my attention. I love playing with you. You are so helpless. Relax, slave. Good boy. Stick your tongue out, slave. Oh, I bet you thought I was gonna suck it or something, didn't you? You can put it away again. I'm not gonna use it this evening. Why do I do this to you? You are just so cute like this. I mean, look at you. It's kind of hilarious. And you might be wondering, what is your purpose right now? Your purpose is to suffer for my amusement. It is so fulfilling to have a purpose, don't you think? And it's like every time I kiss this ear, you end up with a face full of tits. I'm gonna take my bra off. I'm going to hang it over your hard dick, slave. Do you mind? It turns out I will use your cock tonight, slave. Does that make you happy? Being a nice little like bra hug. Being useful. Did you enjoy feeling my nipples, slave? I'm gonna tease my nipples. They're so sensitive. Especially when I'm excited. Like right now. We're both playing with our nipples. Do you feel connected to me, slut? Of course, the way we're playing with our nipples is slightly different. But that's because one of us is really dominant and the other is pretty fucking submissive. If you were allowed to open your eyes, you could lean to the right against my stomach and gaze up at me as I fondle my nipples. Don't nuzzle my tummy. Being cute won't make me go easy on you. It just makes me want to hurt you more. I'm rubbing my nipples, though. I like to use my whole hand, not just my fingers. And I like to put one hand on each side of my tits and kind of push them together and have my hand just running along that soft tit skin until I get to my nipples. And then I kind of grab them and play with them. Sometimes I'll take a finger and I'll put it in my mouth and I'll suck. And then rub out softly against my nipples. So they're just a little wet, so they can feel the cold air. Making them even more sensitive.
You can take your clamps off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slave, take your nipple clamps off. Now rub your nipples between your thumbs and forefingers. And squeeze them hard. And just keep playing with them. When I tell you to, I want you to pinch and pull your nipples until I tell you to release them. It needs to hurt slightly. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pinch and pull your nipples and hold them like that. Pull them a little harder and keep pulling. Give them little tugs like you're easing into a deep stretch. And now release. I'm gonna start counting down from 10, slave. You know how this goes. I want you to pick up both clamps this time, and when I get to 1, I want you to put a clamp on each nipple. Are you ready, slave?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Put both clamps on your nipples right now, slave.
So good.
Would you like me to get naked?
I don't really care what you want, actually. Luckily for you, I kind of want to get naked. You don't need to move. I'll just slide my panties down underneath your head, and your hair might get caught, but that's a small price to pay for my nakedness, isn't it? I need somewhere to put my panties, slave. Open your mouth. You can feel my panties between your lips, so close your fucking mouth, slave. Don't bite down so hard.
Relax. I want to be able to wear those panties afterwards. There's no need to clench so hard and get them soaking wet. Enjoying abusing your nipples. Can you taste the wetness of my arousal? Breathe in my smell deeply through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. Exhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe freely again. You've got my underwear hanging out of your mouth and down your chin. Are you carrying Domina's underwear like a good puppy carrying a stick? Who's a good boy? You are. Good puppy. Lightly
brush against your nipple clamps with the palms of your hand, slave? Are they sensitive?
Keep going, slave. I didn't tell you to stop. Flick your right nipple clamp, slave.
Now your left. No, right. Now left. Right. Left. Right. Left. Right. Pull gently on your nipple clamps. Ooh, it looks like that hurts. But that's your own fault. You shouldn't be noticing any pain. You should only be focusing on my voice, as pain should only send you deeper as you cycle it out and focus, grasping like a lifeline, only on my voice and my words and my lips. Now pull gently on your nipple clamps. Again. Every time I snap my fingers, I want you to pull on your nipple clamps. Go a little harder. Now, slave, go as hard as you can without pulling your nipple clamps off. Good boy. That's a good boy. I'm gonna count down from 20. When I get to 1, you can take the clamps off. I'm gonna carry on snapping. And every time you hear a snap, you have to twist your nipple clamps and then release. Are you ready, slave?
Four, three, two, one. Take your clamps off, slave. Slave.
I want you to rotate the clamps by 90 degrees so that you'll end up with cross marks on your nipples. And now, slave, put your nipple clamps back on. Ooh, that must hurt. I'm impressed. Well done, slave. Showing me how obedient you can be.
Don't you find it humiliating how desperate you are to please me?
Good, slave. Lift your head, slave. I'm gonna kneel over you, okay? My thighs are rubbing against your ears now, and my ass is resting on your chest just above your clamped nipples, barely touching them. And my pussy is right in front of your face, just near enough for you to lick me, but not quite touching your lips. Look at you. Do you see what I mean about showing you how obsessed you are with me? My bra is draped over you. And your nipples, well, well, you can feel what I'm doing to your nipples. You are holding onto my used panties with your lips and sucking on them like you probably wish you were sucking on my nipples. You must love the taste. Yes, I did notice. And to top it all off, my pussy isn't even an inch from your face. It's so exciting. I'm gonna get myself off. I might even come. And because you've been such a good boy, I'm gonna do it right in front of your face.
and you are not allowed to lick unless or until I tell you to. Remember, you have to look after my panties. Keep your eyes closed. You're not allowed to look. Enjoy as I orgasm right in front of your face while my ass is brushing against your clamped nipples. Your pain and my pleasure. Poor slave. What am I doing to you? You poor, poor thing. So close, and yet for a good obedient slut so far. Don't it just smell good? Just filling you up. I know you want it. I know you need it. But you don't get it. Only I get it right now. And I know you're so horny and you'd like to get off too, wouldn't you? But I have to admit, the hornier you are, the more excited, the more needy, the more frustrated by the lack of attention you're getting down there, the better it is for me. The only sensations you get is when my ass presses back and makes those nipple clamps move and makes you... there's just so much stuff to do today.
Good boy. I want you to take hold of both nipple clamps and pull them slowly till they come off.
You are so desperate. It's just unbelievable. Look at you.
Now, get out of my room. I've finished with you. And leave the nipple clamps.
Bye-bye, slave. Sleep tight. I might let you come tomorrow. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wake up.
Now you can finally rub those poor, poor, distressed nipples.
Good boy. You make me so happy.